Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
Good News Clubs win equal access in Oakland School District case. We're going to be talking about this on Faith and Freedom. I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me is Holly Mead.
Well, you know, Matt, we talk about all the different issues that children are dealing with today and the LGBT propaganda that's being pushed at them, the sexual promiscuity that's being pushed at them, whether it's in the culture or in the schools. But this is such an exciting organization, Child Evangelism Fellowship, that is actually sharing the gospel with these children who are coming to Christ in public schools.
Yes, they're
exciting.
This is an amazing ministry because it's focused solely on the 4 to 14 age window, basically the K through 5 age group.
Which is critical for them to hear the gospel.
Yes, because, I mean, when you look at statistics, both from Child Evangelism Fellowship, but also from George Barna, 85% or so of adults, when you survey them, mm-hmm. will have said that they gave their life to the Lord. They made that decision to follow Jesus before the conclusion of their 13th birthday. And that's that kindergarten through fifth grade time frame.
Yeah, think about the people that you've talked to and asked or heard when they received Jesus Christ. The majority are when they are children.
Now,
obviously, there's a whole sanctification process throughout our lifetime, but when they first come to understand and embrace the gospel and realize they are sinners and Jesus died for them because he loves them so much.
Right. And so, you know, I was outside of that window, but the majority are inside that window.
Mm-hmm.
So I accepted the Lord Jesus Christ right after I graduated from high school.
Mm-hmm.
But there's so many people that are in that time frame. And why? Because that's a very critical, impressionable time.
Mm-hmm.
And what we see, even with our Covenant Journey ministry that takes Christian college-age students to Israel, is the same template. There are some outside of that, but the majority make their decision first to follow Jesus during that time frame before their 13th birthday. And then there's something else that generally happens in their life where their faith deepens.
Mm.
They have a deeper relationship with Christ. It becomes more personal, not just because their parents, they're now really deepening their walk with Jesus Christ. So there's that second continuing, as you mentioned, sanctification mm-hmm. process, and that happens through our whole life.
But you know, let me just interject here. You know, that is exactly what the enemy knows too. Satan knows this. So hence, why these Good News Clubs are constantly fighting to have access, equal access as other clubs on these public school campuses.
Yeah, and before COVID, we had the 2001 Supreme Court decision, Child Evangelism Fellowship, that went to the United States Supreme Court and won. That's a case where a school in New York banned Child Evangelism Fellowship after school programs, Good News Clubs, in the kindergarten through fifth grade level, the elementary school, even though they had Boy Scouts and other programs like that. The Supreme Court said that violates the First Amendment. So these Good News Clubs exploded in many of these public elementary schools across the country. In fact, every public elementary school is an opportunity to have a Good News Club. Then COVID hit, and we saw this template. Schools, many times, they shut down. They then began, after they opened, to allow some clubs to return. But many schools have used that opportunity to stop Good News Clubs from coming back on campus. That's exactly what happened in Rhode Island. We mm-hmm. filed suit in Rhode Island. We won. That's what happened in Hawaii. We filed suit in Hawaii, and we won earlier this year.
And now in California. This has happened again.
So this is Oakland, California, the Oakland Unified School District, and they did the same thing. And so what we did is file a lawsuit. Before we get to that, let's just talk a little bit about what they did. The Child Evangelism Fellowship here had been meeting before COVID. Then they got shut down, and then the school started bringing on some other groups afterward. And they referred to some of these groups as basically different kinds of partners, that they would partner with these different groups. And of course, Child Evangelism Fellowship was excluded. And it was excluded specifically by some of the people who responded, because you're religious, you're evangelizing, and we can't have that.
And they don't want to be seen as being partnered with a religious group.
Right.
Yeah.
And so they said, you're not part of the selected partnership. Now, some of these other selected partnerships that they had were other groups that would clearly be similar to Child Evangelism Fellowship in that they're elementary school-aged focus for kids. They're not religious, but they provide different kinds of activities for the kids. And in our case, the Child Evangelism Fellowship Good News Clubs are for elementary school students. They have activities for the kids, but they are clearly Christian. And so one of the attempts to have a Good News Club on campus was met by CEF is not a, quote, good match, close quote, or, quote, we're not in support of evangelism on our campus,
ooh,
close quote.
That was a red flag right there. They just sunk their ship.
Yeah, that is. I mean, from our standpoint, it's like, oh, that's red meat, right?
Yeah.
All right.
Put them on the grill. You're gone.
Yeah. You're done. You're going down.
Yeah.
It's just a matter of time. You're going down. They still didn't see it, though. So we filed suit in December 2024 on behalf of CEF NorCal East Bay after the school district denied its access to four different campuses on religious grounds. They used also pretextual schemes, and they even sometimes had complete silence. They didn't respond over a two-year period.
You know, and I see the same thing that happened with the churches during COVID, where they demanded these churches to be closed because, oh, COVID, blah, blah, blah. And some of them didn't reopen, I believe, but it really made a dent in the Christian community. And the same thing with these clubs. They used COVID to shut all the clubs down, but all of a sudden the other ones can open, but not the Good News Clubs.
You know, COVID did so much damage.
Oh, my goodness.
To churches, to groups like this.
Satan's tool.
Yeah, and globally as well.
Yeah.
To literally, you know, when you think about it, to actually target churches and to say that you can gather in a Walmart or Kmart or some big box store and you can be jammed in there and buy garden hoses and potted plants and that's fine, or you can go to an abortion clinic and that's okay, but you can't assemble for worship when people really needed support. I mean, during COVID, there was so much fear.
Mm-hmm.
There was uncertainty. There was misinformation by the government, by the big pharma. And people needed hope. They mm-hmm. needed encouragement. They needed the church
right.
at a time when the church was shut down.
The same thing with these children. I mean, they go to school. They might be afraid or confused or have, you know, a lot of different opinions going on. They needed somewhere they could go, a safe place, have fun, play games. And again, the parents have to give permission. They don't just go because they
right.
want to go. The parents give permission for their children to attend.
Which is one of the arguments that was brought up in the 2001 Supreme Court decision that was handed down June 11, 2001. The argument from the other side was, well, these are impressionable kids. They're K through 5. They're elementary school kids. But the response is, and Justice Thomas wrote the opinion, is, well, wait a minute. The parents are the ones giving written permission, consenting for their children to go into these after-school clubs. So the clubs can come on campus after school, just like any other group, whether it's the Scouts or other organizations or the soccer club or the baseball mm-hmm. club. They can come on after school. And in CEF's case, they always, as a matter of policy, require that the parents provide written consent.
Because
it's not a school district requirement. It's a CEF
right.
requirement.
Oh, absolutely.
They don't want to have a child in there that the parents don't know about. They want to respect the parents' rights. So it's the parents making the decision.
And you know, the parents see the difference when their children
yeah.
attend this. Just like whether they admit or not, the school administrators will see the difference.
Yeah. Well, the judge, Hayward Gillum Jr., agreed with our lawsuit and the injunction and said the law and facts clearly favor Liberty Counsel's argument that OUSD, that's the Oakland Unified School District, violated CEF's free speech rights. That's what he wrote in the injunction. Also, the way the injunction is written, he is now essentially saying for the School and Liberty Council to get together and basically bring this case to a close, which means he's essentially giving the warning to the school district, you don't have much of a chance if you want to bring this thing to trial. I've already ruled on this matter, and you're in the wrong. So this is great news, good news, actually, for young people and for parents. For more information, go to Liberty Council's website, lc.org/CEF.
You've been listening to Faith and Freedom, brought to you by Liberty Council. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Get informed and get involved today. Visit Liberty Council's website at lc.org. The website again, lc.org.